I got out of the car and just stood there, stopped in my tracks. This place was like nothing I've seen before. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Maybe one of the most startling times I've encountered God's creation is when we went on vacation to Death Valley National Park. It's one of the hottest places in the United States and the lowest elevation, nearly a pure desert, and the contrast between that and living in green, woodsy Michigan was stark. It felt like we went hiking on Mars. Have you ever been stopped by how incredible nature is? When you see something beautiful, it's not hard to imagine why we humans have created so much art based on it. Like today's poem, titled Creation's Praise by G. Cam Congleton. A silver moon, a single star, shining in the morning dark. Waves are gently rolling in, riding on the restless wind. Sleek and smooth, sands lie fresh, washed by the ocean's salty breath. Daybreak beams, soft and bright, rejoicing in the coming light. So may we, with hope revived, praise Him with the morning tide. Today's poem was inspired by a moment when I sensed creation joyously reflecting God's glory and beauty. The Bible shows us that all creation praises God as creator. Psalm 148 says this includes the heavenly host, things on earth, in the ocean, even the sun, wind, and rain. And, last but not least, it includes people. So what does this story make you think of? Can you think of a time when you experienced a moment of wonder at God's creation? As you read today's scriptures, consider taking some time to ponder the ways God may be revealing Himself to you, whether it be through creation, His Word, or specific people or circumstances. Then, maybe sing a favorite song of praise or write down a simple prayer or poem to help you celebrate the moment in praise to Jesus. You can read more about this in Luke 19, 37 through 40, and Colossians 1, 15 through 23. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 148, verse 3, praise Him, sun and moon, praise Him, all you shining stars. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Psalm 19, 1 through 4, Psalm 148, 1 through 14, and Isaiah 55, verse 12, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Sometimes it's hard to sit down and read your Bible. I mean, maybe you don't know where to start, or it's hard to develop the habit. That's why we created our summer reading program to give you a structure and a plan and some motivation through some prizes. Sign up at unlocked.org/summer to learn more. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. If you're stressed out trying to plan your next couple years, then be sure to listen to the story she's bringing us tomorrow. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.